share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, has warned netizens to be careful in making statements or comments regarding anything that could smear the image, credibility, or integrity of an individual or a department. This was after a slew of social media posts, particularly on Facebook, that alleges Senior Minister for Finance and Economics Dato, Seri Muhammad Azman Ali, of breaching MCO 3.0 SOP in celebrating Hari Raya Aidil Fitri at his residence with his family. As reported by Astro Awani, the Putrajaya IPD chief, ACP Mohd Fadzil bin Ali, released a statement saying that the branch received a police report regarding Azman's alleged SOP breach that went viral on social media. The viral social media post was created by Azman Ali's own sister, Ummi Hafilda Ali, who took to Facebook to claim that her brother's family crossed state lines to gather and celebrate Aidil Fitri at the senior minister's residence. The viral Facebook post by Ummi Hafilda alleging his brother, Azman Ali, of breaching MCO SOP. However, the Putrajaya IPD chief has confirmed that initial investigations showed that there was no breach in MCO 3.0 SOP during Azman Ali's Aidil Fitri celebrations. He said that the guard post of Azman Ali's residence showed that there was no movement in and out from the residence on the Hari Raya Aidil Fitri, the 13th of May 2021, as alleged by Ummi Hafilda, and that the celebration by the senior minister was just among his family members that resided there. Nevertheless, Mohd Fadzil said that he will be recording statements from Azman and his family members, the staff at the senior minister residence's guard post, as well as Ummi Hafilda Ali, to assist in the investigation. Statement by Putrajaya IPD Chief, ACP Mohd Fadzil bin Ali. Mohd Fadzil then reminded netizens to be careful on what they say and comment on social media. He iterated, "Social media users are advised to be careful when making statements or comments that could smear the image, credibility, and integrity of an individual or department." Putrajaya IPD Chief, ACP Mohd Fadzil bin Ali. Meanwhile, Azman Ali himself came out with a statement saying that he forgave his sister Ummi Hafilda for the allegations that she made against him. The senior minister said that perhaps his sister was not aware of the truth and hoped that the holy month of Shawwal would be meaningful for all us. Azman said, "As a brother, I forgive the allegations made against me by Ummi Hafilda. There's no malice that I should keep in my heart against her. Maybe she didn't know of the truth." Saya membaka tuduhan yang dibuat oleh Ummi Hafilda. Sebagai abang, saya maafkan tuduhan tersebut. Tidak ada apa-apa yang perlu saya simpan di hati. Mungkin beliau tidak mengetahui keadaan sebenar. Semoga sial ini lebih bermakna untuk kita semua. Eid Mubarak. Muhammad Azman Ali. Malaysia, at Azman Ali, May 15, 2021. What do you guys think of the whole incident? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Azman Ali receives backlash for not carrying out 14-day quarantine after returning from UAE. Source: Ummi Hafilda Ali. Source: Astro Awani. Source: FMT. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.